Good morning. High pressure is leading to another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, although it is dry. We are seeing areas of fog, particularly in some valley locations. Meanwhile, high thin to mid-level clouds are already beginning to advance in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England in advance of Tropical Storm Fay, which will be working its way up the mid-Atlantic coast during the day. As a result, the rest of the region will see increasing clouds from south to north during the morning and into the afternoon. Areas that see more sunshine during the day, namely northern New York and New England, will see high temperatures reach into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Areas roughly along I-90, including the Greater Capital District, will be in the middle 80s for daytime highs as clouds will increase and there is the chance of some showers and thunderstorms associated with the fringe of Fay by the end of the day. In southern New York and New England, skies will remain cloudy for a good chunk of the day, and by mid to late afternoon, more widespread showers and some embedded thunderstorms will arrive before the sun goes down, and highs will be in the lower and middle 80s. As Fay makes an approach toward the New Jersey and southern New York coasts overnight tonight, rain will become steady and at times heavy with embedded thunderstorms. The wind will also pick up, especially closer to the coast overnight, as temperatures drop back into the lower 70s. Steady and heavy rain will persist along the track of Fay and across interior New York and New England into early Saturday morning, but the faster pace of this system by the time we reach Saturday will prevent any one area from getting an extended period of heavy rain. Still, flood watches have been issued for parts of the region in anticipation of some heavy rain, which again will last into the middle part of the day on Saturday. What's left of Fay will exit for the afternoon hours on Saturday, but in the warm and humid environment, additional scattered showers and thunderstorms will persist as highs reach the middle 80s. Back behind the system in the Great Lakes, a trough of low pressure will continue to move through with areas of energy on Sunday and Monday. Both days will feature a mix of sun and clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the focus will be on Fay, where the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories. It's located about 65 miles south-southeast of Ocean City, Maryland. Fay's moving toward the north near 10 miles per hour. A northward to north-northeastward motion at a faster forward speed is expected over the next couple of days, and on this forecast track, the center of Fay is forecast to move near the mid-Atlantic coast today and inland over coastal New Jersey or New York City late tonight or early Saturday. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate the maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast today and tonight while the center remains over water. Weakening then should begin after the center moves inland. Fay is expected to produce 2 to 4 inches of rain with isolated maxima of 7 inches along and near the track from the lower Maryland eastern shore and Delaware northward into New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, and southeastern New York as well, and southern New England. These rains may result in flash flooding where the heaviest amounts occur. Widespread river flooding is not expected at this time. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees with a south wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 74 degrees, the dew point 67, 79% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and storms becoming windy, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy in Boston with showers likely by the end of the day, lower 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the lower 90s. Checking the climate report quickly, 94 degrees was the high yesterday, 73 the low, the average temperature 84, and that's 12 degrees above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 100 in 1936, and the record low, 47 in 1954 and in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms arriving today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, some with heavy downpours in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and humid with scattered showers and storms developing today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and humid with showers and storms today in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight with heavy rainfall possible in the lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing today, highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight in the lower 70s. Region-wide for Saturday, steady rain ending in the morning, scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms on Sunday and Monday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms on Tuesday in the mid-80s, and mostly sunny in the upper 80s to around 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend and stay safe. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.